Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the birds bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime, almost 13-year member of our brain trust. She's our retail expert. She's the author of all the important books on retailing, including, let's see, Let Them Eat Cake, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, Shopping is one, another one, Why People Buy. You see what the point here, folks, where it's all about the customer, and I've got a stack of books here I can't see over. Pam, the new one is what? Henry's one? Is that the brand new one?
I'm actually in Home for Henry's. I wrote a little book, okay. A little concise book about home furnishings and home brands. So.
All right, so folks, check all that out. Tell them where they can find you online.
At unitymarketingonline.com.
And now, folks, if you're a retailer, you need to know what she's up to, because she's got her finger on the pulse of the retail folks out there, retail customers. You can learn so much from that website and her books. Promise me you'll do that, and you'll thank me later.
Thank you.
So, Pam, have you got a periodical? You still doing a newsletter?
Yes, I do. I do a blog once a week, and then when something crosses my mind and it excites me, I'll send that out too. So I have a very active list and a lot of information going out.
Check it out, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. Yeah. All right, Pam. Your new program. You're really trying to, and this is so smart about keeping retail personal, making it personal.
Yes.
Because if it's not personal, what else is it?
Was it
wholesale? It's not wholesale, folks. It's retail.
Right. That's the power. I mean, one of the things, the whole last year I've been looking at and working with clients and working with retailers, and then, of course, analyzing what's going on with other businesses. And the number one thing I see is that marketing, the whole idea of marketing, has been disruptive. And we used to know the four P's of marketing, product, price, promotion, placement. But that has all been replaced by something called the four E's of marketing, which is about product becomes experience, price becomes exchange.
Right.
Place becomes every place, and promotion becomes evangelism. And those four E's are the ones, the ideas that will really help propel you, because we're trying to solve new problems with old ideas, which
can
is the four P's of marketing.
Can I overlay something on this? That's,
please.
That, folks, she is so onto something here, because, Pam, as you know, what I've been trying to get across to people is long before they ever find out if you're competitive or not, price, selection, delivery schedule, whatever, long before they ever find out about that, they've ruled you in or out because of these three, four things you just mentioned.
Right.
Experience,
exactly.
Every place, exchange, evangelism. None of those, every one of those four is a mile and a half away from how much?
Yeah.
Right? It's 6 miles away from, do you have my color?
Right, exactly.
It's 29 miles away from, when can you deliver it?
Right.
Because all of those things are happening in their head, not on their fingers.
Right.
Right? And not to pick up the tag. If they don't get the experience, I don't know. This is so easy to understand. Why aren't more people getting this?
Because they're relying upon all that learning and all
20th century stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got to focus on experience. And ultimately, it's about the emotion, how you make people feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm closing the NRF meeting with Maya Angelou's great quote, which is that people will forget what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that's the personal side
and
of every small
business. And that's why Macy's and Sears is going out of business.
Exactly, because they got people on the floor who couldn't give a damn.
Who don't look at you when they hand you your stuff.
Right, and they don't want to be bothered.
No.
They've got lots to do and, putting all their products out there.
Why am I going to park in a parking lot and trek across it and go to the backside of the mall to be treated like that? Why would I do that?
Right. Get to Main Street. Main Street is where it's happening. But unfortunately, too many Main Street retailers are, you know, they don't have all the tools that they need, and that's what I wrote Shops That Pop for,
right.
Is that there's seven key ideas that can really make your shop pop in the sense of really be an extraordinary shopping experience for your customers. And, you know, so it's all straightforward. I mean, there's nothing secret about it.
Right.
But I think it just helps people get inspiration. I mean, it's like in a garden. You have to fertilize your ground to get
there
the
is
most...
one thing, though, Pam, I want to make sure we stick in here.
Yeah.
One of the relevance factors that you have described in these four steps has got to be you have to have a certain level of technology.
Yes,
it can't be just
right.
The door ringing, the bell ringing when they open your front door. You've got to have some level, if it's nothing more than a mobile website,
right.
You've got to have some level of technological support or you'll be irrelevant to half the community.
Oh, absolutely. And it's more and more important. But you shouldn't stress it. I mean, a lot of retailers feel, oh, I've got to put all these products and make them available online. But no.
But you got to be there, though. You can't win this race if you don't run the race.
That's
what I'm trying
right.
to tell them is you don't have to win the race to be successful, but you do have to join the race.
Right. Well, there's one company called Snap Retail that is very helpful on helping you learn about the internet and learn how to use social
Snap
media,
Retail.
And they
okay.
do it for you. So they have a platform.
Snap,
so I recommend them.
So check that out. Pam, I need your website one more time.
It's unitymarketingonline.com. And
Folks, please check that out. You'll be smarter when you do. Pam,
I invite people to come along.
You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Pam, good job today. Come back soon. Let's have a good 2017 together. What do you think?
Oh, I think we're going to have some rough times ahead, particularly at the consumer level, because it's going to take some time before the positive steps that, you know, I think is going to ultimately
right.
mean a growing economy. But
thanks, Pam.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.